life can be turbulent. In some ways like a small child's toy of a snow globe. Once shaken, all our thoughts, feelings and emotions perhaps seem dispersed up in the air. Perhaps beginning by pausing and asking, what thoughts are showing up in this moment? Is there a strong emotion which is present? And are there any sensations pulling for attention in the body? And allowing the awareness of what's already here to come into focus, whether pleasant or unpleasant. Familiar, or perhaps unfamiliar. And if it feels as if we can be alongside to be with what's already here, perhaps allowing the awareness to drop into the body. Perhaps moving the awareness down into the feet, whether standing, sitting or lying. Maybe taking a moment to connect with the points of contact. An awareness of the heels. Also noting the balls of the feet. Which toes are in my awareness in this moment? And perhaps exploring one toe at a time. Being curious, is there more weight, more pressure in the left foot? Or perhaps the right foot? This might be the same or it may be different. There's no right or wrong, simply acknowledging how it is in this moment. And also being aware of how the feet are feeling. Do they feel energized, perhaps a tingling or fizzing? Maybe they feel hot, slightly clammy. Or maybe the feet feel perhaps numb, slightly disconnected in some way. We're not trying to create sensations if they don't exist. Simply being open to what's here in this moment. And also allowing our awareness to come to our hands. And our hands may be folded in the lap, perhaps resting on something soft, or loosely hanging by the sides of the body. Seeming as possible to move the attention into the hands, maybe even as far as the fingertips and the end of the thumbs. Being curious, how do these feel? It may be pins and needles, an agitation, a restlessness. Or perhaps they feel quite sleepy, settled. Broadening awareness to the palms. Maybe noting any points of contact. Also opening awareness to the back of the hands. And with an increasing awareness in the body, we may also become aware of the breath, perhaps connecting with this next in-breath, if that feels okay. Alternatively, knowing we can stay in the feet or in the hands. And on this next in-breath, we may notice a lifting, a rising, an inflating in the chest or in the belly. And on the out-breath, there may be a sinking, a letting go, a falling. And seeing this possible, simply be an observer. Step back and be curious about this natural process of breathing. Maybe noting if there's a pause between the out-breath and the in-breath. Or maybe the out-breath simply flows into the in-breath. No pause. Knowing there's no right or wrong way to do this practice. Simply being curious and open to how it is in this moment. And in this moment, we may also acknowledge perhaps there's thoughts which have been showing up in the mind. And knowing if these thoughts are here, then they're part of this practice. So we don't have to chase them away or try and block them out. Seeing if it's possible to simply allow these thoughts to be in the background of awareness. And bringing the attention back in the foreground of awareness, simply to the breath, or to the hands or the feet. And we may also notice sounds which are around us. And if you choose, allowing sounds now to become the focus of awareness. Perhaps sounds from within the room or from outside of the room. Our mind may quickly move to labelling sounds. Perhaps even judging sounds we like. And other sounds we might prefer not to be there. instead of thinking about these sounds, perhaps seeing if we can come to the qualities, the sounds themselves, their tone, their pitch, and their frequency. Our body, like a microphone, open to all sounds from all directions, no picking or choosing. Noting some sounds are persistent. Whilst other sounds come and go. Maybe noting sounds in some ways are like thoughts. Some are there all of the time, others appear for a while and then disappear. Acknowledging we have little or no control over these sounds. And likewise, perhaps the same with thoughts. As we begin to draw the practice to a close, having had an awareness in the feet and the hands, perhaps a connection with the breath in the body, also an awareness of any sounds or thoughts which have been around us. Perhaps being curious, have things begun to settle in our own personal snow globe of awareness? And perhaps exploring by asking if there's any thoughts present in the mind in this moment. And is there a strong emotion showing up? And also opening awareness to any sensations in the body. And finally, perhaps pausing, just to ask, what does this next moment in my day need? And knowing this could be a small act of self-kindness, perhaps allowing the body to stretch, reaching out for a warm drink, stepping out into nature, or perhaps making a connection with a trusted person or a pet.